Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. We're ready for another Buckmaster show. Please keep the people of Haiti in your thoughts and prayers as Hurricane Matthew just ripping through the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. 90% of the country is deforested, so when they get these kinds of rains with up to 25, 30 inches, it's really horrible. And I know the national talk show hosts here on KVOI are involved with this food for the poor. So please give that a listen and think about it. The Food for the Poor is got a massive effort that they're gearing up for to help the people of Haiti. It's Tuesday, October the 4th, 2016. We're going to talk with our guy in Washington, Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey Tucker Brown Valenzano, which represents City of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. Fall has arrived in Washington, although I was in Tucson last week and the weather was wonderful.
Yeah, we had some great weather, kind of the final days of the monsoon, the summer thunderstorm season. I mean, for the Cub fans, this is an exciting time, right? I mean, they've had
your Cubbies, huh?
They've had a great year, but hey, can the Cubs deliver in the postseason? Who knows?
Well, I don't know, Bill. I mean, they are loaded. They they won 103 games. Led the majors, and you go position. They're loaded at every position, and they have great pitching. So what they don't have is a lot of playoff experience. On the other hand, my Nationals had 95 victories, which is enough to give them home field advantage. But we've lost two of our best players in the last part of the season, Steven Strasburg, who would pitch game one or two, and our catcher, who was a slugger, hit over 300, Wilson Ramos. So, boom, they're gone, and we're going to be playing minor league players in those positions. So I kind of like where the Cubs are sitting. I think their chances of getting to the World Series are very good.
Well, we'll certainly keep our fingers crossed. And you've been so right on some of these picks that you've made all along in the campaign. It's been a remarkable campaign, and you have been pretty much right on target. And speaking of being on target, you said last time that whomever becomes the target of the press, of the media, will lose. Candidates certainly don't want the campaign to be about them, right?
Well, yeah, it's a strange thing to say. You go into public life and, you know, you're looking for as much press exposure and so on as possible, but not always. And in the heat of a presidential campaign, history demonstrates that those most talked about are usually dealing with a scandal and bad press.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bill, by that measure, the Trump bandwagon was really derailed last week, don't you think? I mean, it was just a preposterously bad performance in the first debate, which is always the most important debate. 84 million people watching. And then when Clinton kind of cleverly threw out the name Alicia Machado, Trump bit, and it went on all week. He was calling her Miss Piggy and Miss Housekeeper, and it was just a very ugly scene.
Well, the hardcore supporters for Donald Trump, this, it doesn't seem to matter, nothing sticks. Have you seen any polls that reflect how this latest round of misfires has affected the Trump campaign?
Yeah, Bill, they're starting to come in heavily today. Some came in yesterday and the day before, but the big polls are sort of in by now. And it doesn't show anything startling. There is a unified picture that's appeared, which has Hillary Clinton improving her position, getting a somewhat wider lead nationwide, and even bigger leads in many of the so-called toss-up states, say like North Carolina, where she may have been tied, and according to all the polls now, maybe up 3 or 4. But she's not up 20, she's not up 18, she's not up 15. It's just, as you said, it's just amazing to me that no matter what Trump has done, it doesn't make a difference to those supporting him. So, you know, this is still up in the air.
Then this whole thing with the blue collar vote and the Republicans, who, as I recall, I remember Jim Colby really led the charge here in Southern Arizona on NAFTA. Republicans overwhelmingly supported the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that has really baffled me. I mean, that trade agreement began the thinking behind it of the Bush administration. That's the first President Bush, who I thought was a great president, and although I didn't agree on this NAFTA stuff, but in any event, and then the Republicans were the whole base of support in the Congress for this, and Bill Clinton went along with it. It was one of Bill Clinton's kind of efforts to tack to the right and look like a more moderate Democrat, but having said that, it was really a Republican initiative. And, you know, Bill, I was wondering about this, and I started doing some reading, and I found a very good book, which I would recommend, particularly for Democrats, by a writer named Thomas Frank. And he seeks to explain it, and Frank charges in his book, it's called Listen Liberal. Listen Liberal. I'm not a liberal, but Listen Liberal. That during the 80s and 90s, that the young leadership in the party, including Bill Clinton, were heavily influenced by a Democratic conservative movement called the Democratic Leadership Council. I knew it, and I knew Al Frome, who was the leader of it. But anyway, they supported trade deals and really failed to fight for working people at all. They got infatuated with professionals, with Ivy Leaguers, and so on. So, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs. The core Democratic constituency, which is blue collar, those people lost their jobs as a result of this. And worse, there was no effort to have some kind of beneficial program for people who were going to lose their jobs as a result of trade. And the Democrats really didn't fight for it. So, you know, it's a very tough thing to deal with because, as you know, worldwide competition demands trade, and it demands reforms within our own system. But nobody stood there for the blue-collar person, and now it's coming back to bite the Democrats.
And the blue-collar folks may not be voting for Hillary, so the question, will that be enough to turn the election, Terry Bracey?
Well, I don't think so. I thought about all this before I made my humble prediction, which is that Hillary will win a very narrow contest. And I'm sort of heartened as I look at the polls in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, which have now all turned more or less decisively in her direction. But I have to admit, I'm still kind of stunned that Trump has such a big lead in Ohio.
You went to this Charlie Cook Group seminar on the election. What was the bottom line on perhaps the House and the Senate races, Terry?
Well, Charlie Cook is the best in the business. He's a prognosticator, an analyst, and his newsletter is the most read in Washington. But anyway, I went with a business partner, over to Charlie's annual kind of seminar on the political system, and Charlie's predictions were these. He predicts that Clinton will win narrowly, which I believe, and then he said that in the Senate, we're probably looking at a Democratic increase of 3-6. He looked at all the toss-up states. He counts Kirk in Illinois and Wisconsin in Wisconsin is two Republican seats that are gone, and then he throws in the toss-up category Rubio in Florida, Coates in Indiana, Blunt in Missouri, Ayotte in New Hampshire, Burr in North Carolina and Toomey in Pennsylvania. And then he has lean Republican Senator McCain and Portman of Ohio. So out of that group, he's saying 3-6 will go Democratic. There will not be any gains for the Republicans. And the Democrats need, what, 4 with a vice president to take control again. So that's what he says. Now on the House, his analysts see the Democrats picking up between 5 and 20 seats. Not enough to take a majority. The Republicans they'd have to take 30 to get a majority. Oh. But 5 to 20, depending on how it breaks at the end.
All right.
He did not see McSally. He thought McSally would hold her seat.
Terry Bracey, always a pleasure. Try to stay dry because, you know, they're saying that with this Hurricane Matthew, the 1,400 miles from Miami to Boston is really an area of concern this weekend. So I hope you'll be okay back there.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
We make it through these hurricanes. All right.
Terry Bracey, thank you. Always a pleasure. Okay. Terry, our Buckmaster Show contributor, one of 24 contributors to our program on various topics. One of them is leaving us on the live line, Terry Bracey, and another is joining us after the break. He's with me now, Mr. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. But quickly, let me tell you about Green Things over at 3384 East River Road. I love the work that Jan and Jack, the owners, do over there. They took originally 4 acres, expanded to 13. They make it just such a friendly destination for anything to do with gardening. They've got these workshops Saturday and Sunday. They are free. You'll learn all sorts of wonderful things about gardening just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out their website for the latest on this weekend's workshops at greenthingsaz.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Wednesday at noon, are you ready for some fall travel suggestions on where to go next? We'll talk with Ryan Hansen of Tucson's Bon Voyage Travel. Plus, hockey in the desert, just about ready to begin. We'll have a preview, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KBOI.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And my recommendation here on the Buckmaster Show is that consultation should be with the gentleman who is with me right now, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Hello, Shelley.
Hey, Bill. How are you this Tuesday?
Well,
it is a Tuesday.
And that means the market's probably down.
Oh, it is indeed.
Yeah, down a little bit. But, you know, taxes have been talked about a lot. I mean, this release of a 1996 tax return from Donald Trump.
Did you not lose $1 billion?
No, I didn't. I didn't lose over 900 million or whatever it was. But regardless of whether it's Trump or Mrs. Clinton, will there be some changes, and what might those tax changes look like?
Well, that's a great question. And what I have to preface this with is there is a need for tax reform. There's a need to take a close look at all of the unintended consequences of some of the tax breaks that we put in place, either because lobbyists incent us to put them in place or because, in fact, we think that it's the right thing to do. We think that monetary policy, not in the academic sense of monetary policy, but tax policy, can incent the behaviors that we want. And the perfect example of that is providing deductions for mortgage interest.
Mm-hmm.
That is supposed to stimulate people's willingness to invest in housing, owning rather than renting. And there's, you know, a great deal of research to indicate that has done that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some research to say that having that mortgage deduction has allowed the construction industry to raise the price of houses higher than they would be if we didn't have the deduction. But there are all sorts of other things in the tax code that are intended to create behaviors that we think are good for the society. For instance, if you are 15% of your time, or 15 hours a week, I'm sorry, not 15% of your time, 15 hours a week devoted to real estate development, you get to commingle your other incomes with your real estate incomes in such a way that you can deduct the income from your television show from losses offset losses in real estate. Now, you and I can't do that because we are not in real estate development for 15 hours a week. The, you know, part of that is lobbyist driven, but part of it is also we need real estate development. Real estate development is a critical area of this economy. And so we get those kinds of tax incentives. But over time, some of those can get abused. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that you pass in Congress might have good intentions, but then all of a sudden they kind of run away with themselves. And we never know how something's going to work out until it's been in place for a while. Obamacare mm-hmm. is a perfect example of something that was probably well-intentioned. Certainly was well-intentioned, but has some problems that need to be worked through. And it's this need to work through on both sides of the aisle that is what has me so concerned and a lot of people so concerned. If you have administrations on either side that are not willing to work with each other to fix problems, then the problems sit there and fester. And Obamacare is something mm-hmm. that needs work. But also, if you take a look at two major areas of expense on the part of government, on the federal government, which are the programs Social Security and Medicare, both of those programs require some tweaks in order to get them solvent and to get over the hump of people in the baby boom generation retiring. If we don't fix those problems, then first of all, the longer we delay, the worse the problems get. And these are not problems that are necessarily difficult to fix, but it does require that people talk to each other in order to get them fixed.
And that's what I worry about. That
me too.
Regardless of who is elected, that we're going to have more of this stagnation.
That's precisely right.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think we need to spend some time really working on is the business tax code.
Which is incredibly complicated.
It's very complicated. And what you hear is the simplistic version of that is that our businesses are taxed at 35%, and that's higher than any place else in the world or virtually any place else, certainly in the industrialized world, and therefore it makes us uncompetitive. Well, on its face, that's true, but nobody pays that 35%. Or those who do have to pay the 35% are the people who could probably least afford to mm-hmm. pay it. Mm-hmm. So we need to revise the business tax code. I'm not sure we need to get it down to 15%, but we need to get it to a point where everybody gets to pay it. Another thing we need to start doing is finding ways to repatriate the large amounts of funds that have been parked offshore by our international or multinational corporations in a way that makes them willing to bring those monies back here to the United States, number one, so they can be taxed here, but number two, so that we can use those monies for investment. So there are things in the tax code that really do need to be worked on. When you take a look at top rates right now are a little bit higher than they were during the second Bush administration, but nowhere near as high as they were during the rest of our history since we've had income taxes. And the income disparity that has resulted in the last 30 years, some of it intentional, some of it not intentional, really does need to be looked at. And we need to take a centrist view of how to reset that balance so that, number one, tax revenues can more easily offset the expenses of the government. Right now, we're running deficits. Now, there's two reasons you run deficits, Bill. One is because you're not taxing enough. The other is because you're spending too much. Those two things are really kind of critical in terms of setting the balance so that we can start making a dent in the deficits, the government debt that is built up. It's not critical right now, but it is critical at some point. And especially as interest rates begin to rise, and they will at some point begin to rise, you really do need to get the government debt under control. And that's a function of both spending, though, you know, you could argue that spending is pretty much been cut to the bone. I'd argue that. Some people wouldn't. But you have to determine what percentage of your GDP does it cost to run the government, and then find a way to set your tax rates such that that expense burden is offset by taxes. You can have some deficit spending, but you can't do it forever.
That's true. It's not going to go on forever. It'd be interesting to see what happens if the market, how they the markets might react.
Well, and that, of course, is where I eventually always get to, is when businesses think that the balances have been set properly, then you get a willingness on the part of businesses to invest, and you get a willingness on the part of consumers to consume. And remember, you know, half of what goes on in an economy is demand-based, half of it is supply-based.
Right.
And those things have to be brought into balance. And right now, it seems to me that we have a large reluctance on the part of businesses to be investing, because there is a lot of caution on the consumer side about whether or not they are willing to consume, to spend. And businesses, regardless of how much cash they might have and can willingly invest, they won't unless their forecasters are showing that demand is going to keep up with that new investment.
I urge folks, take a look at Shelley Fishman on his website. Go to buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Shelley. Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a
lot.
Stay
dry.
All right. Be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Amo Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Three-hour drive to Silver City. What a great place for the weekend coming up. Get away from it all and early fall weekend. The leaves are turning. It's a great place to just kick back, enjoy Silver City. It's a lot of history over there. Pinos Altos, a really cute little one-time mining town at about 7,000 feet, and they've got a big concert coming up on October 15th at the Buckhorn Opera House in Pinos Altos Saturday night, and the Grammy Award winner Hubby Jenkins is going to be the lead off singer at the first Indie Folk Series concert of the season in Silver City. And Ray, we looked him up yesterday, and very talented guy. He does folk music, kind of Americana music, so it'd be a great concert. More at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Ray Woosley. Dr. Ray Woosley is the host of our monthly segment here on the Buckmaster Show that we call Your Meds. It's about how to really take control of your own health care. Dr. Woosley, former UA College of Medicine dean, founder and now president emeritus of the very successful Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known commonly as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. We urge you to check it out, CredibleMeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Very disturbing news about this young athlete, this U of A football player, starting lineman on the team, and the autopsy came back with been a toxic mix of medications, including what we've talked about before on this program, Dr. Woosley. This whole epidemic with OxyContin under the common name of opioids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a huge issue.
People talking about it every day in Congress and everywhere about the opioid epidemic. And clearly we're in one. But I think we don't realize, I think most people think those are the problems of the homeless, the problems of the addicts, and that's not us. But the truth is, it is us. Half of the people in this country are taking these kinds of medicines, the medicines for pain, the medicines for their mental state. And those medicines are dangerous. And the sad thing about this case is it happens all the time in this country. It was declared a medical accident, and the CDC estimates that it's the fifth leading cause of death in the country.
Is it really?
40,000 people at least every year are dying from the medicines that they're taking, sometimes because they're, and these are prescribed medicines.
Yes.
We're not talking about heroin.
No.
We're talking about prescribed medicines kill 40,000 people. And this sad case of a young boy who was taking medicines for depression, for pain, for anxiety.
Mm.
And it's not that he took too much, I don't think. The blood mm-hmm. levels don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the other problems. There are interactions that some people are sensitive to.
And that's what we've tried to talk about almost every month on this Your Meds, about interactions. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, Dr. Woosley, more than 3.5 billion prescriptions are filled each year in this country. And when you've got 11 prescriptions for each adult, on average, taking 11, you're going to have interactions all over the place.
Exactly. We are the most over-medicated population in the world. And medicines are great. I always point that out. They save lives, but they're taking far too many lives. And it's because the way we use them. It's not the medicines. Each of those medicines are safe when used as directed, or the FDA would take them off the market.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the way we use them.
And that's one of the reasons I believe you started CredibleMeds.org.
That's exactly
it. It is the reason.
It is.
To get consumers to check the medicines they're taking.
Exactly.
A simple way.
Yeah. I trained in pharmacology and medicine. And so pharmacology is the study of medicines. And I studied them for many years. And then all of a sudden one day I said, wait a minute. I'm trying to get people to use medicines, but they're not being used the way we wanted them. And that's when we started working on Credible Meds, is to help people and the doctors and the pharmacists that want to use these as their tools.
Let's see if we can take a quick question, Dr. Woosley, from our friend, I think it's Jim Kelly. Hey, Jim, how are you? You're with Dr. Woosley.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Dr. Woosley. Dr. Woosley, one of the miracles that I found for muscle spasms was magnesium.
Hmm.
And it's been a miracle for me. It has kept my muscle spasms across my stomach and back down tremendously. My question is there any studies on the prolonged use of magnesium? Because it's helped me avoid painkillers and any kind of opioid.
Mm, good
well,
question.
That's a great question, Jim. It's magnesium is an old medicine. It's been used for decades for high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's used for treating arrhythmias. And muscle spasm, if your magnesium in your body is low, making it normal will make those spasms go away. So I think one question is, why would your magnesium be low? And the most common cause of that today's world is the purple pill and the many drugs like Nexium that we take for GERD or acid reflux.
Acid reflux, yeah.
So are you taking one of those?
I'm not sure, Jim. We left him there. But that could be a possibility.
It certainly could. And magnesium is, oral magnesium is very safe. You don't absorb any more than you need. I think a lot of people take magnesium who don't need it. But mm-hmm. if you're having muscle spasms, as he
and
was,
some people have that, I think they call it
restless leg.
And before you go, and I know that there are prescriptions for that, but perhaps an easier, simpler way would be try magnesium first.
Exactly. And potassium, that's the other thing that's often low.
So make sure not only going to CredibleMeds.org, check with your doctor about, you know, are there interactions? Ask your pharmacist. That's what the pharmacist, they're trained to do and be helpful for you.
They want to. But you've got to give them every medicine you're taking. Many of us don't do that. Our research has shown that 40% of people don't tell the doctor or the pharmacist everything they're taking. Sometimes they don't want that to be known that they're depressed and they're taking an antidepressant. But they can't help you if they don't know everything you're taking. And sometimes it can be life-threatening when they don't.
And I think that you also definitely need to go to CredibleMeds.org. And if you're taking multiple medicines, which most people are, just type in the name of the medicine and then your program takes it from there.
Our program will check to see if any of those medicines can cause heart problems, which is the focus of our website. There are links on our website to very easy to use programs that will check for interactions. I warn you, though, it's going to give you, all those programs give you a lot of information that you then need to take to your pharmacist and doctor to help you understand what they mean. Some of them are relevant to you, but many of them say this kind of interaction could occur. What you want to know is, will it occur in me? And that's where you need professional help to make that assessment.
You know, well, the thing, getting back to the opioids, they're commonly prescribed for people who have migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you go have dental work, you can have them prescribed for you. And it's not even you asking for them. Sometimes the doctor will just give them to you.
I just had a root canal, and I was given a prescription for 10 days
oh my goodness.
Of an opiate. And I didn't even fill the prescription. I asked them, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's the way people get addicted. They have a problem for a couple of days, and they take medicines for a week or two, and that's when you get hooked.
One more important thing. Keep a list in your wallet of what you are taking. You never know what's going to happen, and this would be very helpful and perhaps life-saving for
exactly.
you.
When you, hopefully you don't get hit by a truck or
right.
something, but when you go to the emergency room, they want to know before they give you a medicine, is it going to interact with something you're already taking?
Mm-hmm.
So that list can save your life. And on our website, we have a form that you can fill out and print. We can even, you can create your own list and we'll keep it. And if an interaction comes out that's relevant to you, we'll send it to you in the future.
And, you know, it's not just the painkillers, it's the tranquilizers and it's the stimulants. And sometimes cases like a sedative or like a sleeping pill.
Half of Americans are taking one of those pills.
Wow.
And one out of five of those people say they don't take them as directed.
Oh, my goodness.
They admit that they took it from a friend. I was just watching TV last week, and it was so sad that one of the stars of one of the shows actually gave one of his prescriptions to another actor.
Oh, no.
That's just the wrong message.
Let's see if we can work one more call in. Roberta has a quick one for us. Actually, Roberta, just her message was that she said that magnesium had helped her migraine headaches. So.
Right. Magnesium is a mineral. It's not a drug product.
And before there were the beta blockers, the magnesium was prescribed for high blood pressure, wasn't it?
It was. And if, you know, in pregnancy, if you develop severe hypertension, it's still used intravenously to lower blood pressure.
All right. Crediblemeds.org, the place to go for all that great information. Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show, 12:45.
What is Zauschneria? Come find out at Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale. Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale will have an extensive offering of both the typical and the unusual, from native, cold, hardy, and adopted plants, from agaves to Zauschneria. Make plans to attend Saturday, October the 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday the 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The plant sale is located in the propagation area at 7211 Northern Avenue, the first street west of Ina and Oracle intersection. For more information, visit tonachule.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin.
TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Joining me in studio, Lisa Pierce is here. Lisa is Director of Marketing at the University of Arizona College of Theater, Film, and TV. Kylie Arnold also joining us. Kylie is a marketing assistant in the UA College of Theater, Film, and TV, and she's a 2014 graduate of musical theater from the University of Arizona. Kylie and Lisa, how are you ladies today?
We're doing good.
Fine, thank you.
This is a great season, 80th year for the UA Repertory Theater and Epic Proportions. Lisa is wrapping up a run, still going on through October the 9th, and then the new production will be, it's titled Hands on a Hard Body.
Right, and it's
Go ahead.
It's a hard body truck.
It's a hard body truck.
Right.
I had not really heard of this show. What was some of the background of it?
Well, Hands on a Hard Body is a 2012 musical by Doug Wright based on the 1997 documentary film of the same name, which was shot and edited by S.R. Bindler. And the documentary was about 10 strangers in Texas competing to win a truck. And the game rule was simple. The last person standing with their hands still on the truck would win it. The objective was to remain upright, so no sitting, no falling down.
I think I heard something about that. And so they've actually made a musical about this.
It was a radio contest.
Was it a radio contest?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And nobody knew how long, you know, it would last, but it ended up being about 77 hours.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But the musical Hands on a Hard Body had its premiere in 2012 at the La Jolla Playhouse in California. And in February 2013, that same cast with Keith Carradine, some people might know who he is, moved the show to Broadway, and it had a short run there, but it has enjoyed new casts and performances in different parts of the country.
Kylie, music is your love. Mm-hmm. What kind of music can we expect from the show, do you think?
Well, they're going a little bit different direction with the fact that they've never really done a musical with kind of a country background.
Uh-huh.
There is gospel, there's some rock, but it's definitely got sort of a rock country feel to it.
Which will be kind of a departure from, mm-hmm. this is something pretty new then for the students.
It'd yeah,
be quite a challenge.
Oh yeah, it's not your typical show tunes. It's not Rodgers and Hammerstein. They had a nice departure last season when they did Rent, and they really had expand and learn how to sing rock and pop. And so this is another departure going into the foray of the style of country and gospel.
I am so impressed with the quality of students that you have, Lisa and Kylie. These are young people who really, they're getting on-the-job training, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Most
Absolutely.
Definitely. And since we only audition about, I don't know, maybe between 200 and 240 students each year and only choose about 15 to 20 for our acting musical theater program. It guarantees that each student gets some time on stage. There are some other programs in the country where I know students in a similar program have not had the opportunity to be on stage, so our students all get that opportunity.
They get FaceTime.
Yep.
Yeah,
definitely.
Which is obviously so important to what they want to do. So, Kylie, about the audience perhaps mm-hmm. interacting with this in this show, how do they fit in?
I'm not exactly too sure about the audience interaction.
Are they
with
engaged
hard body
somehow, Lisa?
Well, I think more than anything, they will be engaged. It's hard to make a play surrounding people in a contest who have to keep their hands on a truck the whole time. So I think the best thing to tell you is that our cast will have to maneuver and dance around and climb the truck throughout the entire performance.
That's a challenge.
Yeah. So not only will be, you know, there be that movement on stage for the audience to enjoy, but there is a dramatic tension among the characters. Each of the rival contestants has a story and a legitimate reason for wanting to win the truck. And any story with a group of competitors, like a chorus line or the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, they have characters.
And that becomes compelling, the story mm-hmm. in itself, that each of the characters, why they want to win that truck. Does the truck represent anything?
The hard body truck symbolizes a particular American dream for each of the Texans. It's a way to get to work, to take their kids to school, to start a new life someplace else, perhaps. The contest may sound silly, but their needs are very serious, and they're all too human with their fears and insecurities, but they put the best face on things. And these contestants are people who are determined to find a niche where they can survive and even thrive. And the truck is a gateway to a better future for each of them.
I know one thing that's really unique, too, about this particular production is the set designers are really trying to make the entire theater feel like a car lot, to where the audience is actually sitting in the car lot on the asphalt with the contestants and feel like they have an investment in each of the contestants and the contest itself.
And venue is so important, and putting together the right mood and the right, and you, do students do the design as well for the staging?
They do. Absolutely. And they're overseen by
that's
professors.
Huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's a wonderful craft in itself to learn, as
indeed.
You know. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people may not realize that be along with our acting and musical theater program, we have an entire design tech element to the college, learning in costume design and technology, lighting design, sound design, set design, stage management, technical direction, and they're all overseen by some of the most phenomenal faculty in the business, as is our acting and musical theater students. People with long, heavy-hitting resumes of current Broadway credits. And world credits, and so they're learning from some of the best.
Now, go ahead, Lisa.
Sorry, our faculty, I just wanted to say real quick, they work over the summer, too, still professionally, and some of them even on Broadway.
Very good. So, venue for, I know that the current show is over at the Maroney Theater, which has a great history in itself. I think it's been up 60 years, and then the Repertory Theater is in its 80th year, so there's a great history there. So Epic Proportions is playing through October 9th at the Maroney Theater, the venue for now this show that we've been talking about.
Hands on a Hard Body?
Yes.
It's going to be playing at the Tornabean Theater, which is called the Black Box Theater. So it's a big room with reconfigurable seating. Mm-hmm. We have about 270-ish seats, so it's a nice intimate theater. I'm very spoiled when I go to theater to our shows, because you really feel close and part of the production. There's still that aesthetic comfort space, but you're not in a 1,500, 2,500 seat theater where you need binoculars to see the actors.
Do you like that venue, Kylie?
I do. I like the Torna Bean for a lot of reasons. Maroni is a traditional proscenium
right.
theater.
Mm-hmm.
The Torna Bean can almost entirely morph into the atmosphere of the show you're seeing. One of the plays that we did when I was a student was Bat Boy, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And there were points where the entire place felt like a cave, and they had students that were spelunking down the side of the theater like they were basically cave diving
That theater is very conducive to creating the atmosphere of the show.
Absolutely. Not to mention, it's named actually for an amazing patron of ours, Lynn Torna Bean, who has been a longtime donor and patron to the U of A School of Theater, Film, and Television. She donated to the school a rather generous donation, and the theater was named in honor of her late daughter and husband. And Lynn is an amazing woman. She was a magazine journalist, interviewed so many stars of the golden era, and she's adopted practically every student in this program. She provides pizza parties and just really takes care of us. She's wonderful.
All right, Kylie and Lisa, going to wrap it up. Tickets.arizona.edu. Go over quickly.
You can call the Fine Arts box office at 520-621-1162 for tickets Monday through Friday from noon to 4, or get your tickets 24/7 by visiting tickets.arizona.edu.
And that show will be up, Hard Bodies, Hands on a Hard Body, October 16th through November the 6th. Lisa and Kylie, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.